This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Right alongside, right shotgun today, Todd Mitchell. Todd, the radio god Mitchell from the studios of 550 K-Fire.
Hello.
Legendary voice of the Northern Plains, Kevin Flynn.
Hello.
Manning the controls at AM 1100, The Flag. And Dan the Man answering your calls when you call us today on What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. We're going to talk at the bottom of the hour with the North Dakota Department of Commerce Commissioner Michelle Comer. Her office is currently working with the businesses that were impacted by the executive orders, which have been lifted as of Thursday. Thursday is the last day for the executive orders in North Dakota. And they are the ones that restrict business at certain things like movie theaters and concerts and personal care services and restaurants and bars and whatnot. So now the Commerce Commission is taking a bunch of people from those industries, gotten them together and said, okay, what are the best practices? What are the best things we can do? So we're going to talk about that coming up bottom of the hour. Senator John Hovind will be here next hour to talk about phase four. What's next? What will be next from the federal government? Something personally I'd like to see, since we're spending and printing money to the degree we are, and money is cheap right now, to really tackle the infrastructure issue once and for all, because it would be a lot of jobs. For instance, if you're in the oil industry and you need to bridge the gap as the demand comes back, you go, help build things. I think that makes some sense. Anyway, we'll talk about that with Senator Hovind. And then at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Elena Rogers-Rieger, she is from Essentia Health, Physician Chair of the Lab Medicine and Pathology Department. We're going to talk about serology testing. I like serology testing because it's easier to say than antibody testing. Antibody testing. But they're the same thing. It's the test you take to find out if you've had this or not and just didn't know you had it. Didn't have any symptoms. Meaning, we believe you can't get it. We talked to a Sanford Health team about that earlier in the week, so we'll talk with Essentia, find out what they have planned in that regard as well. So all that is to come on the program. Till the bottom of the hour, we have some time to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And we've had a couple of folks say, you know, I'm COVID out. I've maxed on COVID. I can't take anymore. I don't want to hear about it. I want to hear anything but. What else is there, guys? Is there anything else you can think of? And I'd welcome your calls on this at 271-1100, 258-0550, or you can text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. If we talked about something besides COVID, what would it be?
Vice President's in Minnesota today.
Talking about COVID.
Five people killed in Milwaukee yesterday.
From what? What happened?
I was a shooter. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out they would have driven a suspect to open fire and kill five people.
Not good.
Yeah, they were able to arrest the guy after he made the 911 call.
Wait a minute. What's that call sound like? I just killed five people. Come get me?
Yeah, I guess.
What in the world?
Yeah, right. Is Kim Jong-un still alive?
Do we care?
Do we care?
I haven't quite found a way to care about that whole deal yet. I don't know. Call me crazy. Texter says, with all the news on beef shortages, here's a chart. The chart is of total frozen beef in the United States cold storage stocks. The green line is 2020 frozen beef going into cold storage compared to other years. Does something seem a little strange here? Foreign-owned packing plants wouldn't be pulling a fast one on consumers, would they? So 2020 is up compared to other years. So that's what they're raising there.
I buy all my beef locally though, so I don't know.
And you know the you go
yeah,
buy from the
I go from Lakes Processing and DL, and Brad works with local growers.
Texter says weather modification. Time to get rid of the program. Let's talk about a trip to DC before I book another trip to Hawaii. This must be one of our fine listeners who came along on the trip to DC.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll start pretty soon here. Pretty soon here. Getting the planning going. We always do one in December. So stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. That's for sure. Let's see here. Somebody else says, why don't you do a show about the good things Trump has done? It's a good idea.
We only have 2 hours.
That's a long list. You know, his rallies often are kind of a boom, 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 and they get rather long. And you can even see, and I've been at them myself, and you kind of almost just like, oh my gosh, this is too much. Don't ever get tired of winning. But that's a good idea. Talk about gas prices in Bismarck. There was a report on KFIRE about Bismarck prices being so much higher in Bismarck. Bismarck prices being so much higher in Bismarck. I think you mean gas prices being so much higher in Bismarck. But that is not a new story.
It took it down to 169, though.
Todd will attest to this. If we talk about gas prices in Bismarck, we could talk about that for a week straight.
And then about 5 seconds after we get done, somebody will call. I want to complain about the gas prices in Bismarck. Just saying. That's exactly the way it goes.
Yes. Let's see here. Glenn Olin. We're going to go to Glenn Olin. Jay is going to talk about something else for us. Jay, what's on your mind?
It's the sun that's showing signs of life.
Yes.
Yes, it's showing signs of life, and it usually means drier weather coming. That could be a good news thing.
Now, last time, correct me if I'm wrong, we talked about the sun. It was some sort of a distress. It was like dead, wasn't it?
Yes, it was not showing any sunspots. It still ain't showing any sunspots, but it showed a couple of aurora borealis here in the last month. We had March 30th, and then we had a brief shot over here on April 20th, and that usually sets the weather trend going into the growing season when it hits after about April 1st. So it could mean drier for this year.
Do you know how many farmers are jumping up and down to hear that news, Jay?
Yeah, it could be drier, but they have a fire index, you hear that, but at least the moisture is laying around in profusion, I guess, east of the Missouri River, but here it could probably be drier.
Now, when you say it's showing signs of life, what does that mean? What are you looking for?
It brought the northern lights down to my location here in those two nights there. I was looking for the northern lights. It created a big weather bump on March 30th and the 31st to April 2nd. We had rain first and thunder and some hail, and then followed by snow April 2nd. And then here on April 20th, we had raid northern lights, a couple surges of it, and then it got warmer. So I'm expecting, I'm looking cautiously again for that one solar rotation later, be about April 30th, April 29th. There might be another shot of it, just small chance, but it could happen. But the sun is starting to, when it comes alive here, it's right as we go into the growing season, it tends to get windier and drier.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Now, is there any chance things could reverse course, or do you think this pretty much says that it's going to be drier?
Well, we've been having weather trends in the middle of each month, going back to January, in the middle of each month, whereby it gets cooler and or wetter. So I'm going to watch about after the full moon of May if it gets cold or wet again. You know, if you have some thunder, maybe the thunderstorms that come this year will still have greater than even chance of hail because the sun is still pretty sleepy. It's pretty drowsy. It's coming out of a deep minimum. So if we get rain, it's going to tend to deliver severe weather.
Very interesting. Anything else about the sun you want us to know, Jay?
Well, it's showing signs of life. It's going to come alive this year to some extent. It's just a matter of how much and how it does. That's what sends the weather turn to the growing season. If we get northern lights in May or something, you know, May, then it'll continue to get warmer and drier.
Interesting. Appreciate that call and your expertise on this. Thanks a bunch, Jay. Take care.
So I'll let you know.
I'm glad you did, and I'll take any little sliver of good news I can get. And if our growers are going to have a drier growing season compared to last year when we had to leave corn in the ground and everything else, that's a good thing. Nick emails, Moorhead schools are not being transparent on what they are doing to the high school. I'd like to hear from the superintendent of Moorhead. Also, the diversion is starting up construction. All right. I talked with one of the rural school districts, Northern Cass, about opening school. I'd love to see schools opened up, even for a week. You know, a couple weeks ideal, but, you know, even for a week. Just give them a little bit of thank the teacher, a little bit of normal. You know, here's what you can learn in the summer. One thing that I think is not well known is the fact that there's no way for kids to learn at the same level they're learning with distance learning. In other words, the way they're learning at school compared to the way they're learning at home. No possible way.
Right.
And, in fact, the Northern Superintendent told us, you know, younger kids, like an hour up to 3.5 hours total class time in a day. Compared to the normal school day, that's not very much at all. I think also some kids, not all, but a higher percentage than we'd like to think, are not safe at home. They're safer in school than they are at home. Think about that. So, a little bit of a reprieve. I'd love to see. I know it's not popular. I don't know why. Guess we just get in our ruts. Well, it's working now. It's working. Jeff and Jake.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Jim, I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube, or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit IndyFlagpoleGuy.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Friends at MyPillow are doing at this very moment. They're making masks, and they still need masks. I just saw something today or earlier this morning. Accenture was looking for masks. The PPE. You get the PPE and the PPP. Got a lot of acronyms flying around these days, but the PPE is the masked personal protection equipment. Tough to get. Guess what? MyPillow said we'll make them. We'll make them. Shut down the majority of the plant. Making masks, and here's the best part, wait for it, they give them away. They ship them out. Free of charge. MyPillow is doing that. So guess what? Good time for you to take advantage of some really great deals, too, and say, thanks, MyPillow, for helping out healthcare in this trying time. All kinds of buy one, get one deals. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, browse, then use promo code SCOTT, and you get the super-duper great deals. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. All right. Jeff in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
For John, when he comes on, the Sherman Act of 1890, the Clayton Act of 1914, and the Federal Trade Commission Act of 1914 all address what's happening now, market manipulation, antitrust. Could we just enforce this? Because what's going on in meatpacking now is off the chart. We're all declaring force majeure on these contracted butcher-ready livestock. Really? Really? It doesn't go their way, so they're just not going to do it now? Well, that'd be fine if it was cheap in the store, but hamburger's still $5. This reeks of manipulation. Oil, the same way. You have a negative $40 a barrel on crude because the CME decides to let it go under that? Who benefited here? A handful. Come on, we've got to do better than this, don't you think?
We sure do. You know, somebody also texted today, why in the world would we let China own a packing plant? And China owns more than packing plants, a lot more. The Sherman Act of 1890 that you refer to is a law that regulates competition among enterprises, which was passed by Congress under the presidency of Harrison, and it restricts interstate commerce and competition in the marketplace. They modified it to the Clayton Act. I don't know what the Clayton Act did to it some years later, but basically protecting trade and commerce against unlawful restraints and monopolies.
It all started with meatpacking. It all started with meatpacking, the control, and then it morphed into the Rockefellers controlling the oil. That's what broke them up. And when you have ExxonMobil, all these, those were different parts of the original Rockefeller group, broke up into several different companies. Well, over the past few years, we've let them come back together. ExxonMobil merged. Merger mania has taken away our rights to competition. It's in seed. It's in banking. JP Morgan Chase, you let those merge? Are you fooling me?
Yeah, bigger
on,
is
the
not
laws are here.
Bigger is not better. You see that again and again. And I love how I don't love them. I love the little game they play, where they go game the regulations to benefit them, but the regulations snuff out the little guy. It's awful. I had somebody tell me that they did food processing, and a great product. I won't say the name. But his USDA inspector would come in and say, okay, here's the new rules. And he'd say, there's no way. I can't do what you're suggesting I do. I'll just shut the doors. He said, well, what do you think they're designed to do? Frito-Lay doesn't want a little guy doing chips or popcorn or whatever. Doesn't want competition. So Jeff's not wrong. My sense is Sonny Perdue is Secretary of Agriculture ticked enough that you might actually see some action on this finally. Texture says, follow the money trail and you'll find out what you need to know. Okay? Scott, you are right on. Seniors in high school might say they don't want schools to open this late, but they are fooling you. They are missing out on finishing their high school careers. They'd probably love it. Schools should open. Schools absolutely should open. Even for a couple of weeks. Texter says, I asked yesterday, and maybe I missed the answer. I know it's not important to very many people, but North Dakota USA softball was shut down for a while. Any thought on amateur team sports? Limits or directions to these teams? There's 400 teams in North Dakota. Play softball. If you're sick, stay home. If you're at rest, stay home. But play softball, for crying out loud. You're in a softball diamond. Crazy. That is crazy. We have a listener here that sent us a snazzy handrail on a hot spring spa. Never seen one like that. Wow. Just picked it up at hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Well, there you go. There you go. Amazing how Vince has got a line with the experts at the labs, the federal government. We're telling us things he's been telling us for a long time, that heat, humidity, sunlight are the germs' worst enemy. Vince is doing virtual tours. You don't even need to go in. He'll give you a virtual tour on the website. So you're on one phone, he's on the other, and he walks you through. Take a look at this one. Take a look at that one. You call him right now. I'll give you a cell phone. 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. There you go. What are you waiting for? Texter says, ran across this business card in my desk while cleaning things out. I wish we had more people in Congress today that hold the values that this man demonstrated on his business card. Don was our representative back in the early 60s, and I served, I believe, one term in the House of Representatives. Don Short, U.S. Representative, 2nd District. How about that? And he put on his card, wisdom. You cannot bring about prosperity by discouraging thrift. You cannot strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. You cannot help the wage earner by pulling down the wage payer. You cannot further the brotherhood of man by encouraging class hatred. You cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. You cannot establish sound security on borrowed money. You cannot keep out of trouble by spending more than you earn. You cannot build character and courage by taking away men's initiative and independence. You cannot help men permanently by doing for them what they could and should do for themselves. Some of that sounds like a Lincoln quote, but it's listed as anonymous. From Don L. Short, U.S. Representative, 2nd District of North Dakota. Early 60s, and there's a photo of him there, too, and that was on the back of his business card. Ah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Okay, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. Michelle Comer, when we get back, don't go away, friends.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants states to start reopening for business as quickly and safely as possible, speaking last night at a coronavirus briefing at the White House.
Our blueprint describes how states should unlock their full capacity, expand the number of testing platforms, establish monitoring systems to detect local outbreaks, and conduct contact tracing.
The president there unveiling the blueprint that would greatly accelerate the amount of coronavirus testing. Many Democrats on Capitol Hill and many governors of both parties have been complaining for weeks about a lack of testing. After a month-long strict lockdown, New Zealand officials say they have eliminated the virus there. They say yesterday there was just one new case, bringing the total to fewer than 1,500 with 19 deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to Gimme Three Steps, Simple Man, and Curtis Low. We were good, you know.
Rodney Atkins there for you, friends. What's on your mind? Makes me think of Ribfest. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Texter says, let's talk about all the beauty and life around us. Green acres, lots of robins, plants popping up. Oh, there you go. There you go. Exactly right. We'll save that for a topic down the road one of these days. Most beautiful corner of North Dakota. Where is it?
Green Acres. I love that show.
What's the little jam? brings me back to my childhood. But I've noticed the, you know, the trees are budding, and, you know, the grass is greener, and, you know, there's a lot of beauty. A lot of beauty around us. You're absolutely right. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at DAC Diesel. You know, it is darn tough to get done what you need to get done when your diesel tractor or truck is out of commission. So if you are in a rut with a regular auto shop and just not doing it for you, and you want it fixed and fixed once and for all, your answer is our friend CJ at DAC Diesel. That's right. Got a team of folks now waiting for you. They'll help you out, 701-258-5011. Give them a call for all your repair and maintenance needs. Anything diesel. Guys are the experts. The pickup trucks, the semi-trucks, the tractors, the works, okay? DACDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. The commissioner of the Department of Commerce in North Dakota is Michelle Comer, and she joins us now on our newsmaker line. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. The Department of Commerce has been doing some great communication with businesses throughout this entire effort to let them know what's out there in the way of resources, both in the way of federal programs. We now have some state programs. We also have, obviously, the transition now to businesses opening, including those that were covered under the governor's executive orders. And he announced yesterday those are no more as of Thursday. So Friday, businesses begin opening. So maybe let's start there, Michelle. What for those businesses that are covered, restaurants, bars, movie theaters, you know, hair care, personal services, tell us a little bit about the process.
Sure, you bet. Well, like you started with, we always like to remind folks that North Dakota is reopening from a better place than many other states because we didn't close all of our businesses like many other states. So it means something really different here. And so, like you pointed out, we have a number of businesses that were closed. They're mostly personal care and businesses where there is close personal contact. And so about a week ago, a little more than that, the Department of Commerce started reaching out. And, in fact, we reached out to some people that had already reached out to us directly and through other people, including you, Scott, business leaders and citizens who own businesses in these affected industries who wanted to help figure out what it would look like to restart these businesses in a really smart way. And so for the last week, the Department of Commerce has been facilitating 6 different work groups. The work groups made of about 47 different people from 20 different communities in North Dakota representing these businesses and bringing to the table the differences in geography, the difference in size, the differences that are represented, you know, from a restaurant and a bar in Belva to one in Grand Forks. And so volunteers spent a whole bunch of time last week, Scott, working with Commerce to build on the CDC guidelines and other guidelines to say this is how we think we can open in a way that is, number one, safe and controls infection, and number two, inspires consumer confidence, because that's going to be a really important part of our path forward. And so on today, actually, we're going to be introducing those protocols that were developed through that work group process, and we're going to be introducing a website that we've created, a smart restart landing page that's part of the already existing ndresponse.gov page, and that's where folks will be able to go to see those protocols that were developed by those business work groups, along with guidelines. And this is a really important point too, Scott. You know, we have had businesses, most of our businesses in North Dakota that remained open, but there are guidelines that apply to those businesses as well, and always have, to help keep us safe in this new normal that we're working in. And those will be posted there as well, along with some FAQs, along with the toolkit. That site will continue to develop. It is just, it is opening today for the first time, and over the next days and weeks, it will continue to evolve and mature. But that's what we can expect.
You've mentioned guidelines a couple of times, talked about CDC, talked about the North Dakota Department of Health. I mean, this is going to be sort of self-enforced, I would assume, that people are you know, agreeing that, hey, you're opening, there's no executive orders, but just follow the guidelines, and that's something that obviously the consumers are going to know what the guidelines are, so they're probably going to keep an eye on that as well. I mean, do you anticipate this is self-enforced?
You know, Governor Burgum said yesterday at the press conference that the current executive order 2026.3 is going to be expiring on the 30th and will be replaced with a new executive order that will reference these new guidelines to comply with upon opening. And so that executive order will have the same force as the prior one. It will be a formal expectation when these businesses that were previously closed now do open. And so the enforcement will really be the same. And as you point out, that's largely self-enforcement. But we know that those executive orders do carry some penalties with them. And, you know, but Scott, it's my hope, and we have reason to believe that this can be possible in North Dakota, because of the circumstance, we all have mutual interest in reopening our economy, doing it safely, controlling infection, and getting back to our new normal. It's my hope that North Dakota can be an example for the rest of the nation for how to do this right. And that takes all of us.
What is something that, you know, again, the business is covered by this, something that is sort of across all sectors? What's going to be different from when they were open before to now? You know, widely, would you say? Is it the social distancing? Is it keeping customers away from each other? What kind of things will be different across all of them?
Well, I'll switch that a little bit, Scott, to say what will be the same. And I think the governor has started out, if not all of his press conferences, then most of them, with that initial guidance. Social distancing, stay 6 feet away, cover your mouth, you know, don't cough into your hand. And, you know, so all of those things remain in place for, as they have been, for those businesses that have remained open. Those things will be in place for those that remain closed, or excuse me, that will be open that were previously closed. And then for those businesses that were previously closed, there will be additional safeguards and protocols that will apply because they were closed because by their very nature, their personal services, very close conduct, or businesses that are congregatory in nature.
How about on the restaurant side? I know there's different phases that are contemplated at the federal level based on, you know, some of the statistics and whatnot. And so, you know, how things are opened initially compared to where they will be eventually are going to be a little bit different. Will there be limits on the amount of people in each restaurant?
There will be. We know that is part of phase one. They will not be operating at full capacity. And again, those protocols and guidelines were developed with among those work groups themselves to say, here's what we think both complies with the federal guidelines and is feasible for the variety of businesses that fall under the umbrella of restaurants and bars. And, you know, interestingly, Scott, you know, we are certainly working to comply with the president's guidelines. One of the things we've learned among many in this process, because so much of this is new to us, that there are some intricacies, such as, did you know that a bar in Grand Forks might be considered a restaurant in another city, or, you know, vice versa? And so we are doing our best to comply with the spirit of those presidential and federal guidelines, but making sure that they can be practically applied in North Dakota. And we think that because we had these conversations with industry and we learned these things, that we're going to be, you know, holding ourselves accountable to guidelines and protocols that we can actually comply with. And also, as you point out, this is phase one. When you say phase one, it begs the conclusion that there's going to be a two and a three and maybe more. We've seen through the presidential guidelines as well as in other states the presentation of phase one, phase two, and phase three guidelines. And what we decided as a state was that we're going to present phase one guidelines and we're going to manage to evolve that depending on the circumstances around us, because those states that have gone on to define phase two are doing so without really knowing the impact or the effect that their phase one is going to have. And as we thought and thought about that, we determined that it would be better for North Dakota to present phase one guidelines and protocols, to lay out expectations for not only businesses, but for customers and for employees. And of course, it's our intention, because hope is not a strategy, it is our intention that we will be successful in controlling infection, and that our phase two, instead of a rebound, is more relaxed restrictions. But we can't anticipate that until we see how effective we are applying our phase one protocols.
Makes sense. I mean, if you think about bars and restaurants, limiting tables, limiting how many people can be in there, obviously same with bars, this is going to be a phase in back to normal for them, too. I mean, they're obviously still going to be taking pretty significant revenue hits as they come back. Better than being closed, obviously, or just doing takeout, but there's still a road back here, isn't there, for bars and restaurants, for sure.
Absolutely. You bet.
So that is that's something that'll be a challenge as well. What's great about this, I think, is that this isn't the Department of Commerce. This isn't Governor Burgum. This isn't government saying, okay, here's what you do. This is sitting down with people actually from the industry and saying, how do we do this together? Here's the guidelines that we're working with, and what's practical and what works. That should make the success of it certainly much better as well. So today, you mentioned these are going to be released. I would assume at the governor's press conference this afternoon, more details on this, Michelle?
That's correct.
All right. So that, of course, at 3:30 in the afternoon, and that information will be released. Michelle also mentioned a website that will accommodate that as well, so we'll have more information on that. But it feels like spring. It just feels like, okay, this is great. And, the amount of businesses impacted here is if you're one of those businesses, it's significant, but it's a small sector of the economy, really, when you think about it, compared to those that are free to open right now and do whatever they want. I mean, West Acres remains closed in Fargo totally of its own volition, their own decision, impacting all of those businesses. Nobody saying you must be closed.
There's a few open in Kirkwood now.
There is, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Things slowly but surely coming back to normal. Feels like our spring, which is great. Okay, when we come back, we'll ask Michelle a little bit about some of these opportunities for you to hop on a call and learn more, too. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm a big Eddie Rabbit fan. We're going to keep rolling, aren't we? That's right. That's what we're up to here today on What's On Your Mind. Chatting with Michelle Comer from the Department of Commerce. And she later today will be outlining the details on a North Dakota smart restart that affects about 7% of the workforce in North Dakota. Some of those folks are still working, obviously. Some not. If you're a hairstylist, you can't work because the place is not open. But 93% of the workforce has never been touched by any of the regulations, guidelines, restrictions, executive orders from the governor. So the vast majority of North Dakota has been able to be open. We're freest of the free, I'd say. But in the 7%, it's going to be great to get it back up and running, which is fantastic. I want to talk a little bit about some of the things you're going to be doing in these conference calls, which are really, really good because people are starved for information, especially if you own a business. You want to know, how does this affect me? What's going to happen? And you've been hosting these, which I think have been just, you know, like the numbers have been unbelievable, the amount of people that are participating, which is great. But you have a couple coming up. This Thursday is the first one, and then next Thursday. What's happening this Thursday?
Yeah, absolutely, Scott. Like you said, we're trying really hard to communicate well. That's one of the things that's most important in times like this. And So we've had 5 regular business briefings, and throughout those 5, we've had, you know, many thousands of people, over 6,000 people participate in those briefings. And I may have mentioned this previously, but we've had business owners who have locations in other states who have commented that, you know, we are not getting this kind of communication in any of the other states where we do business. And so we feel really good about that. And so we're getting the band back together, as we say, because 2 weeks ago we said it was our last regular business briefing. We're going to have a special business briefing this Thursday, 11 o'clock, and the topic is Smart Restart. And we're going to go a little bit deeper into some of these protocols. And then we're also going to have Eric Hardmeyer from the Bank of North Dakota talk about the new financing tools available through the Bank of North Dakota. Al Hout from the SBA is going to talk about the refunding of the PPP and the EIDL. And we'll have a couple other updates as well from Commissioner John Gottfried and from Brian Clipwell from Job Service North Dakota. So we have a lot of material to cover, but it's all new material. And we really encourage business owners to get on that call. You can register at nbchamber.com. That's the website of the Greater North Dakota Chamber of Commerce. They've been wonderful partners. They've helped us host these really big calls. And you do not need to be a member to register. So you simply click on the words that say not a member, and that'll take you to your registration page.
Can you give us a quick run through? I know they've been announced already, but there are still some details being worked out related to the Bank of North Dakota program for individuals that maybe didn't get the help at the federal level, but now have the chance to get it at the state level. I know there's microloans for the smaller businesses, and then and some big ones. Tell us about those.
Yeah. Two different options, like you said. One of them is called the CPR program, and that's a PACE-like loan for businesses. It involves an interest rate buy-down and probably suitable for some of the larger employers, but it just depends on your needs. And though the information on both of these new resources is available on the Bank of North Dakota website. The second one, the acronym is SELF, and it's the Self-Employed Loan Fund, and that would be the one that, as you characterized, Scott, you'd probably call the micro loan. And it's a loan for small organizations, 10 employees, not FTEs, not employees, but full-time equivalents. So you could have, 20 half-time employees and still qualify for that loan. It's a low-interest loan, deferred payments. And it's intended to help those businesses that for some reason didn't get their cash needs satisfied by the Paycheck Protection Program loan or the EIDL loan. And so I'm really thankful to the Bank of North Dakota for making those options available. We'll be talking in more detail about those on Thursday as well, but I know that the information is posted on Bank of North Dakota's website presently if someone wants to go learn about those right now.
All right. That sounds great. Now, next Thursday, you have a famous member of the business community in the Midwest, Neil Kashkari, who is president of the Federal Reserve Bank, out of the Twin Cities, part of the Federal Reserve on the Board of Governors. So that's a great get. And what's the plan there? What are you going to talk about with Neil Kashkari?
Yeah, Scott, I'm so excited for that because, as you and I were discussing on break a second ago, we're all working so, so hard with our nose in to the challenge of the day, and there are so many of them, and it's what we should be doing. But on May 7th at 11 o'clock, we are all going to have an opportunity to dial into this call, to look up, to take a breath, to zoom out, and listen to President Kashkari talk about his views on our economy, our future, some North Dakota-specific observations. And, of course, we know it's not going to all be great news, but it will help us start to plan and wrap our minds around what tomorrow looks like when we're all so, so engaged in today, as we should be. But I'm looking forward to that opportunity, and it's the exact same program where you go to nbchamber.com, you register, it's free, you don't have to be a member. As many people as possible, I think, should check that out. We have a capacity. use Microsoft Teams. We have a capacity of 10,000, so it's a nice capacity, but I would love to see that topside capacity challenge for both this Thursday's call and for our call with President Kashkari, so we can all look up and take a breath together and see what tomorrow holds.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, and I've heard Neil speak before. He is... He's very engaging. He's very easy to listen to and very interesting. And really, I think folks will come away with that, with a good view of the future with him as well. Michelle Comer, thank you so much for all the great info today. Folks, take those in, ndchamber.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.